We've now come to the point in the meeting where we'll take public comment on issues that were not on the agenda. I can't think of anything that was not on the agenda. I guess bison. Although we did brucellosis. Anybody to comment on items that were not on the agenda?
Commissioners, this is Nick Gbuck with the Montana Wildlife Federation, and you probably thought you got rid of me, but you haven't. No, it's a long day and a lot of really productive work done via Zoom, but I'm sure you're all aware of this, but just over a week ago, the passage of the Great American Outdoors Act was truly a legacy type conservation bill that permanently funds the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which of course is so central to so many of these lands projects. And at the same time, as Chair Colton just stated, you know, one of the real reasons for the creation of the Habitat Montana program was to have that stable source of state-based money as the matching funds for that, to bring in those federal as well as private NGO, private conservation organization dollars. So it was a great achievement, and we're looking forward to continuing to do quality lands projects, both easements and targeted fee title purchases where needed, to continue to expand public access and conserve key habitat. So just wanted to make that note, and thanks for all your work today. It was a great, great day, a lot of wins here. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. Further comment from the public, items not on today's agenda. I have a phone number ending in 170.
Hi, Chair Colton, commissioners. This is Casey York of Trap Free Montana Public Lands. I have a couple of things. First, the change for the reporting of non-target captures should really be listed in the fur bearer trapping regulations, we feel, under highlights. We would ask that this be in the wolf regulations under the section for reminders as well. Secondly, we speak often of the best available science. And what that means, yes, that it is, that it's a process. Somebody's not muted. Am I being heard, or am I? Okay. I don't even know where I was muted. I'm unmuted.
You're unmuted. We can hear you.
Okay. Do you know where I left off, please?
You were asking us to put reporting requirements in the wolf and fur bearer regulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We would just like to see. We feel that those changes are important, and we're glad to see those changes for non-targets. If we'd like to see them, though, go under the highlight section for the fur bearers and under reminders for the wolf regulations. I was proceeding to talk a little bit about best available science, that it's a process, it's a collection of data. It's using the scientific method and able to withstand peer review. Determinations made by assertion, not deduction, do not qualify as science. Science tells us we're in the sixth mass extinction, and this time it's because of us, that rather than being in climate change, we're in a climate crisis, that this puts two-thirds of North American birds at risk of extinction, that beaver are the most important mammal in North America for water resources, for wildlife habitat, for 85% of wildlife and 50% of endangered and threatened species, for ecological restoration and climate change, yet we only have 2% of the land out west, which are wetlands, that without wildlife habitat, there are no wildlife, that predators keep prey strong and prey dictate predator numbers, that non-lethal measures are cost-effective and long-standing for mitigating conflicts with wildlife. Trapping defies the science, that in our state, over 24 species can legally be trapped, the majority in unlimited and unreported numbers, such as beaver, and that there is little data on these species is unscientific irresponsible and unjust that any creature can be allowed to linger suffering in traps for endless days is beyond unethical. Despite the department's funding predominantly from hunting and angler licenses, the domination of one special interest group over another is a violation of the public trust doctrine. Wildlife are to be preserved for present and future generations. Time is now to protect wildlife, to respect nature. If COVID-19 isn't telling us that, well, climate change certainly will. Thank you.
Thank you, Casey. Any further comment from the public? Have any further comment from the public? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Yep.
All in favor say, oh, Kurt.
Sorry.
All right, Kurt, what do you got?
I know it's been a long day for you guys, but you guys do a yeoman's job today, like usual, and I just wanted to close with a couple comments real quick. One is the two most oversubscribed programs between sportsmen and landowners, and for landowners in particular, are Habitat Montana and Block Management. And it's good to hear and see the department and the landowners working together on those two really, really important programs. Today, the Habitat Montana one took precedence. And I just want to congratulate the agency, the landowners, the people of Montana, and the yeoman work, and thank you guys for the yeoman's work you guys do as commissioners. And again, thank you for awarding Wild Chief Foundation the permit again. That's it.
Thank you, Kurt. Take care of yourself. We appreciate your participation and what you do for the Wild Chief Foundation and Montana Wild Chief as well. Okay, all in favor of the motion to adjourn, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone. For your decency today, for your hard work, for showing up as always prepared, understanding the issues. It's a pleasure to work with you. Even when we're in disagreement on particular items, it's nice to know that we're all informed. I see Director Williams has something for me.
I know you're so close to being done, Mr. Chair, Commissioners. I just wanted to, for Shauna, for all of us, especially the October Commission meeting is currently scheduled for October 22, and I just wanted to confirm that date, and then I'll be quiet.
No, that's good. When we're all together, that's a Thursday.
October 22.
Yeah, works for me.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think we can keep that.
A long day and lots of patience. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Good to see everybody.
Yeah. Pat, good luck with your sabbatical. Do you get to go do that for a bit now? Or?
Well, we'll see. I'm still on the calendar for taking a few months off, but I'll be available for commission work.
All right.
I go out into Region 7 and up to Region 6 and see what you really got up there. I'm chasing birds and antelope and deer.
I think you should get put to work helping Rich put up his hay.
Hey, I'm all up.
Hey, let me know when you're starting.
And you'll make sure you're somewhere else?
You never know.
Give us a call, Pat, when you're ready.
All right.
Well, and yeah, I'm hoping it's not so dry for you, Rich. We're dry in Yellowstone County right now, but it's supposed to cool down a little bit. So, but
we're not yet. But like I say, I got my first cutting up. Going to start the second cutting probably tomorrow and get what the grasshoppers haven't got. And today now, I'm going to go see my bride of 42 years as of today. So,
well, hey, congratulations! Happy anniversary.
I want y'all to know here in Western Montana, got clear up to 70 degrees today.
Well, and thanks to Rose for letting, for all the time that we take away from her and the ranch with commission business. It's
all the boards he's on, it's not just us, but yeah. Thanks for your service, Rich.
With the Zoom, I'm getting a heck of a lot more work done on the ranch. I want us to go away so I can travel again.
Your vehicles are probably wondering if you gave up on them. They're not getting miles in.
Hey, you know, I had a kid hired here, and he drove 1,600 steel posts this summer. And I had to actually help with some of those because I couldn't travel to Helena for these meetings.
Sorry.
No excuses.
All right. Take care, everyone. Be safe out there.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Till next time.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Take care.